This song uses three notes on the first string, E, which is open, F, which is our first fret, and G, which is our third fret. Whenever I play F, which was the first fret, I use the first finger of my left hand to push it down. And I push on the tip of the finger, so I get a real clean sound. When I go to play G, I use my third finger. And you can let go of your first finger off the first fret whenever you go to hold down the third fret with your third finger to play the G. So first string open is E, the first fret is F, and the third fret is G. Now let's look at this song. The first phrase we hear is, and that is made up of the notes E, E, F, G, then two E's, each one getting two counts. One, two, three, four. A note that gets two counts is called a half note. The other notes that began the song hit with the beat. One, two, three, four. So therefore, they only got one beat apiece. We call these quarter notes. Quarter notes get one beat apiece. Half notes get two beats apiece. Now here's the next phrase of the song. And this phrase is made up of the note F, E, F, G, then back to our E, and this E will get four counts. One, two, three, four. A note that gets four counts is called a whole note. So quarter notes get one beat, half notes get two beats, whole notes get four beats, or four counts. You can use the term beat and count interchangeably. So here's what we have so far from the beginning. One, two, three, four. Here's the next phrase. And that is made up of the notes E, G, F, E, then two Fs getting two counts apiece. One, two, three, four. And the next phrase is, and this is two Gs, each one getting two counts. One, two, three, four. And then an E getting four counts.